reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, he's the sexual, intellectual, double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army. And if you see him at the grocery store, he's not panic buying. He's just doing his normal grocery shopping. My man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
Doing well. Out here trying to stay safe, brother. How about yourself?
Doing good, man. You know, I'm like you. I'm still working right now. So not much as far as my routine has changed, other than I'm not doing like tons of I'm not doing any legwork. I'm not going to any stores or anything. So straight to work, straight home. But yeah, everybody's safe. Everybody's fine. Everybody's healthy. So we're just trying to just adapt and get used to this and, you know, be ready to move on from it when that time comes. How about you?
I hear you, man. Everybody's starting to buckle down a little more. You're seeing less and less people out. And I think they're starting to take it a little more seriously now. So we'll see, you know, hope for the best, you know.
And we just want to start off with saying we're not advocating legwork. Don't go out to multiple stores. Don't go to Targets. Do your part. Be responsible. The more people stay in, the sooner we can all get past this. We understand that, you know, if you go to Walmart and you're getting your essentials, you could get pulled to the toy aisle. Make it quick. Get in, get out, roll. You know what I mean? So that's it. That's why you're not going to hear us doing a lot of, like, legwork tweets. We're holding up figures from Walmarts and shit. So if I feel like for us, it sends a bad message that, like, hey, I don't want to encourage people to go out at all. So that's kind of difficult for us because our whole gimmick is legwork. That's kind of something that we've championed, and it's been kind of our deal. So, but like the rest of the world, we will adjust. I'm sorry. We will adapt and we'll make the best what we can. There's still legwork to be had. You can go online. You know, there's virtual legwork. Any effort to get figures is legwork. So whether it's making a trade with somebody or buying something online or whatever, you know, it's still out there. But I always urge people. I was telling Jeff this last night. Jeff Toon, we got together to talk a little bit. Enjoy your collection. Right? Because I know Barry, for me, it's sometimes it can be all about getting that next figure. You know what I mean? Going out on the hunt, getting this exclusive. But I've taken the time to enjoy my collection. Rachel has actually organized the toy room for me as like a surprise. And it's just really cool to sit in here and just look around at everything that I have. And I can look at I look at the memories of getting them and things like that. So, yeah, it's been fun. I'm just trying to make the best of it.
Yeah, man, you gotta enjoy what you've accumulated over the years.
All right, Barry, gonna do some shout outs real quick. Try to make this quick, and we'll get on to our giveaway winners. We are going to rank exclusives this evening on the show. So just talk about the ones we've liked, talk about ones we weren't as high on, our normal legwork, PWTs, and Amazon deals. So get to it with shout outs. Always, I want to shout out the Ohio players. Them's my people. Guys, y'all have a shirt coming. I promise you, and we're going to get into the shirts later, but you all have a shirt coming. I think you're going to like it. The marketing manager, Barry, has seen all the colors, the prints, everything. Barry, should they be excited?
Fire. They're fire.
Absolute fire. Very, very impressed. So shout out to the marketing manager for getting the ball rolling. Whatamaneuver.net also for getting the ball rolling on that. Dobro at Jonathan Dobrik 1 checking on me, man, making sure I'm good. You know, we're going to do a FaceTime here soon. Rumor is he might have a little guest spot coming up soon, too, so look out for that. He got a new Hasbro card back done by Jason Wolf. Couldn't be more deserving. I know how cool it is to see yourself in figure form. So, shout out Dobro. Breaker and Bane Power Hour, BBPH. Obviously, Venus had a run-in on that show as he just walked right by Bane and went up to the show and started talking. Him and Breaker had their back and forth. It was fantastic. I appreciate the shout out too, Bill Venus, saying two hell of a guys on one of his favorite podcasts. That is truly humbling. So thank you so much. And I also, Bill Venus, the great one. I ordered my shirt today, Barry.
You know, my shirt came in today.
I saw that.
And, you know, I repped it. So I'll talk about that here shortly, but yeah.
And since you almost forgot him last week, the DTF security, leader of the Sweatpants Mafia, my homie, Mike the Cleaner. Always have our back, taking no L's, undefeated. I guarantee you COVID-19, everything's going on. It ain't taking him down.
No, fuck no.
That would probably be the end of it, to be honest with you.
This man's out there posting pictures of eating brownie sundaes and shit. He don't fear anything.
He did post a video of Vlad Guerrero Jr. hitting a home run in a minor league game for the Buffalo Bisons that he was at, and that was me as a baseball fan. I really appreciate that. Any sports content, guys, post it, because I fucking miss sports right now. I want to shout out Jeff over at Fully Posable. Doing a great job over there carrying the show. Sat down for a little interview last night. That should be coming up on his show. So thank you, Jeff, for that. Very much appreciate that. All he's done for us. Scott, too. He's there. So, Barry, Positively Pro Wrestling, Eric and Steve, obviously doing wonderful things. Boot to the Face, WrestleMania T-shirt week. I'm trying to show out a little bit for it. I was going to go Jordans and a figure and a shirt, but I figured that'd be too gimmicky. And I do Jordans and a shirt a lot anyway, normally. So I wanted to kind of switch it up and just do the figures like I did last year. So I got some heat coming tomorrow, too.
Well, Chris Rucker certainly isn't above showing off his Jordans while casually sitting on the couch. You know, he's not above that.
I tell you, I'm guilty of wearing J's in the house, too. Especially during when you're quarantined up right now, man. You know, you want to throw some sauce on? You want to get the drip going? I get it. Barry, get in your shout-outs, homie.
Absolutely. Let me give a shout-out, first of all. And this is where the fire segment of this portion of the show is going to happen right here. You know, Scott Toon, over at Fully Posable. This man, I can't say enough good things about him. I mean, he's a deacon at one of his three churches. The man donates 20%. Me and him had a deep conversation the other day about how awful his brother Jeff is with one F. He told me, he said, listen, he said, Barry, I got to be honest with you. I'm my parents' favorite child. Look, I have a full name, Scott, with two T's. He's half as good as I am. That's why he's Jeff with one F. The man is known to steal other people's figures and send them to other people. Scott just now figured it out. And another, you know, I hate to put them in the category together, but GBM, which this will go in my legwork segment, but the man literally ate half of one of my cookies and cream Twix and sent it in the mail. What kind of level of savagery is GBM trying to get in on? And then they have the sheer balls to talk about my good friend, one of my clients, Bill Benis, the real deal, the 18-year veteran, and Brian Breaker. Let me tell you something, pal. You come in here, and I don't know if you listened to the show this week, but Big_Bang got the bionic backhand. Got his face slapped off, and Bane quit, just like you're going to, pal. So, Breaker, keep your mouth shut when you're talking about the big guy, Bill Benis. And if you don't erect that statue and start praying to him nightly, he may come over there and fucking backhand you again. And let me give a thank you to Breaker, as Bill Benis got into his PayPal account and ordered me a shirt and sent it to me.
Shout out Benis for the shirt.
Absolutely. Shout out to Breaker as well for allowing that to happen. Let me give a shout out to Sammy Evans, another good dude. You know, I can't say enough good things about that guy. He's got some things going on. My heart's with you, buddy. You keep pushing on. Viva La Ethan came out nowhere. Snapping me the other day, asking wrestling questions. He's doing good, man. Another tremendous guy. Love talking to him. And here's one that we don't shout out enough. Nick Haddocks, and his boys, you know. Thank you guys so much. You know, eventually we'll have a kid friendly show. I mean, I thought we were pretty kid friendly now, but you know, sometimes we get carried away.
And he won a contest. He won the Peyton Royce from Fully Posable. He was real happy to see that.
So, you know, shout out to him. Scott will definitely make sure you get your figure. That low life Jeff with one F tune may try to steal it. I'm not sure. But, you know, I can't say enough bad things about Jeff Toon. But Scott Toon is a saint, his parents' favorite child. That's all I could say. So with that, you know, thank you guys, though, for listening. These shirts coming out, like Eric was saying, are fire. They're different than what everybody else is doing. And it goes to a good cause. So be prepared.
And I will just transition right into that. We have new shirts coming. All the designs been submitted, so we got word back today within a couple weeks. Our marketing manager has been working very closely with What a Maneuver. We have four new shirts coming. So if you guys go to Twitter, our avatar, whatever you want to call it, Abby, that is going to be a shirt. I also gave everyone a sneak peek of the Husky Heartthrob shirt, which got a good reaction. I got some positive DMs about it and some texts. So that's really cool. And also we earlier the Ohio Players shirt, and we are, you know, I'll toot our horn a little bit. Legwork's our thing. That's kind of what we came up with. It's kind of what we pushed, and it's caught on. So hashtag legwork is going to be a shirt too. And all proceeds from now until May 31st. And that'll probably get extended too, to be honest with you, with the way the world's going right now. Every dollar we make will go towards the COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund by the World Health Organization. So we just figured now a time is, you know, a lot of people are out of work. We had this was a plan for a while, and then the world kind of shit. So, you know, we still want to get the merch out and just give people an opportunity to see it, but we're not, if you have extra, cool, we appreciate it. We're not pandering for your money or shirt sales. And that's why we feel bad even taking a profit, because let's face it, there's people who need it a lot worse than we do right now. So you're not going to see us being assholes and trying to, you know, pander for Patreon subscribers or make you pay to be our friends or anything like that. So we want to flip it around. We want to give back and we want to pay for it. And always, like we always say, give more than you take. And this is, we have been blessed to have many supporters and people that follow us and actively listen to us and interact with me every day and YouTube, Barry. So I don't want to have my hand in the pot right now, because now is not the time. So that's all I got to say about that. Anything you do as far as shirts from now until May 31st will go to the COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund by WHO.
Yeah, and just to add on for a second to what Eric was saying, you know, like he said, we're lucky enough to still be working. We're quote-unquote essential. Some people aren't so lucky. They don't have that income coming in. So, when we were discussing it, I got a FaceTime about it, or, you know, we had a conference call.
Conference call.
And, you know, and it was just kind of a unanimous, like, it did not take long. Everybody's like, look, you know, we don't need t-shirt money. Let's give this to people that actually need it. So, you know, that's what we're about. We're not looking to profit off anybody. Like Eric said, we're not taking profits. We're not going to see a penny of this. It all goes, you know, to the COVID-19 fund. So, you know, thank you guys. And we'll probably give away a couple shirts at some point down the line.
So, and also shout out to What a Maneuver. The price has changed. It was $29.99. Marketing manager reached out to him. It's now $22.99. They said they made a mistake. They admitted to error. They could have just changed it and nobody would have questioned it. But they actually went back and refunded everybody $7 who bought a shirt. And I thought that was really cool of them. They did not have to do that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And I don't see like business rolling in right now with the way the world is too. So that just speaks volumes to their character and how they conduct themselves in their business. So I will always give my business to them. Barry, you want to announce the giveaway winner for Peyton Royce and Billy Kay exclusives?
Absolutely. You know, we were having the contest for the iconic giveaway, and the winner is going to be one Mr. Tony Barker at Tony Wing Dog 72.
What is it?
It's not Josh. It's not Josh.
I know Tony. I just didn't look at this. I've never, like, it's somebody I've interacted with before, obviously, and I guess I didn't look at the handle. What is it?
It's at Tony Wing Dog 72.
Okay. All right.
Like,
I thought for a second there, Josh snuck in a burner account.
That's what I was going to say, is like something with them Nebraska and Iowa folk with the wing dogs and wing dogs. But congratulations to Tony Barker. I will get those out to you possibly tomorrow. So you have them by Friday or Saturday, man. So as quicker you get Eric slide into the DMs and get that address to us, man, the faster I'll get your stuff out to you. Congratulations again, man.
And we have a new giveaway. Tomorrow we are going to announce, we are going to give away a Ring of Honor, what is it called? Straight Shooting Series with Mick Foley, 2-disc set. Also have a 2014 Originals Mick Foley autograph. Also a print by our beloved artist, John Toomey, which captures all three of Mick's personas in WWE, and the WrestleMania Mick Foley Elite.
And I've been known to throw extra stuff in as well.
And there may be some extra sauce in there too. Yeah. So I'll make a tweet tomorrow. It'll be the usual follow, retweet. What should the picture or GIF comment? What should that be, Barry?
I think maybe your favorite, Mick Foley moment, or if you got a picture, I don't know if there's a gift.
Let's make it more broad.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because
how about your favorite Attitude Era superstar?
There you go.
So we'll do, I'll write that down now so I don't forget that shit tomorrow, because I literally just came up with that just now. Favorite Attitude Era superstar. That's cool. A lot of Stone Colds, a lot of Rocks coming our way.
I love them.
All right, Barry, let's rank some exclusives.
I think we should.
So basically what we're going to do, and everyone knows how crazy we are about exclusives, and we're all whores for them, right? We all have to have them. They could put, I don't know, Repo Man. Well, Repo Man would probably be pretty cool, actually. Duke the Dumpster Drozzy, Bastion Booger, somebody like that, an exclusive, and everyone would pander for it. And we always say that, like, and we know what they're doing to create hype. Like Alexander Wolf, for instance, was kind of a nobody, so kind of is, not real high-profile guy, but he got an exclusive figure, and everybody wanted it. I think the Eric Young figure would have been a great exclusive, and it wasn't exclusive, therefore it's $10 at fucking Big Lots right now. And we thought that was an amazing figure. So basically, we're going to look at everything from Bob Backlund all the way up to Billy Kay and Peyton Royce. Be Billy Kay.
The Iconics.
Yeah, everything from Bob Backlund to the Iconics. What we're going to do is we are going to give our, what are we going to do, top three or top five?
We should do top five. We'll broaden it up a little bit.
Okay. All right. So you have them all in front of you. I have mine all in front of me. Why don't you go ahead and give me your number five?
My number five is actually going to be Mr. Bob Backlund.
Okay. My number five, and tell us why it's your number five. Tell us, elaborate, you know, if you would, if you're a podcaster. Go ahead.
I got nothing, man. I just picked it. No. That outfit, it takes you right back to like 94 with that title. You know, him and Brett. It takes you back to when you were a kid there. When you see that. At least when you're a wrestling guy like me, you're like, you know that time frame, you know what was going on, you know the angle, and it's just, to me, it's a great figure. I really like it. I think they hit it out of the park with that one.
Well, this is going to surprise you, but I'm going to cheat. I know. Number five, I'm going the Stooges.
Oh, you're just taking both of them.
I'm taking both of them, yeah. Because I just couldn't... You can't have one without the other. You know, I think... I remember that moment in the Attitude Era when they came out. And plus the nice details with the Briscoe Brothers Body Shop and the IC Champ shirt. That's amazing. But also, you can strip them down and you have you have a Gerald Briscoe and you have a Pat Patterson like wrestling figure. You know what I mean? Instead of just from that era. So it's diverse. It's great. The head scans look great. Both of them, it's their first figures with Mattel. So Briscoe wasn't as easy for me to get. Patterson was very easy for everyone to get. So yeah, I'm gonna go with the Stooges for number 5. Yeah, Why don't you go to number 4?
I will, and I'm gonna piggyback off of that. I'm gonna take the Stooges at 4. I just always remember, to me, how excited everyone was when they seen that Pat Patterson, and they were all pumped, and they were, oh my God, it's gonna be so hard to find, blah blah. And then everybody was just loaded down with Pat Patterson's. And the Briscoe was awesome too. Like you said, it takes you back to the Attitude Era, takes you right there. And I think that is very, very cool. I like both of those figures a lot.
My number 4, I'm going to go with the easiest one to get of all of these. The one that you can get on Walmart.com right now for $12.99. I'm going to go The Rock. This was obviously introduced when SmackDown moved to Fox. Very good marketing on their part. Obviously, there's a Legends figure just like it. But I'm a Rock fan. I love the SmackDown microphone, the glasses. I have one loose as well. I remember the shirt vividly. I'm a big Rock fan, so my bias is going to play a part. But to me, the face scan, the head scan looks perfect. He has sideburns. Like, you know, we have the Rock figure of, was that from 47B, I want to say, where he had the cloth shirt but no sideburns. So it didn't really match up. This is very, very capturing very well from this era. Me being a big Rock fan, yeah, I could have easily put him higher, but yeah, this is one I had to have loose too.
Yeah, all right. My number 3 is right there in that Attitude Era, the Anvil, Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Big fan of the Hart Foundation. That 97 Hart Foundation, those jackets with Bulldog, Owen, Pillman, the Anvil, Brett, their feud with Austin really, really set the WWE on fire at that time. And the Anvil was right there in the mix of all of it. And I love that jacket, the sunglasses, and the laugh, the crazy laugh that he does, that's on his face. So I think that's a very cool figure.
Number 3. I'm going to cheat again.
How dare you?
I'm going Iconics.
Okay.
I think that, you know, I think one knock on Mattel has always been their, up until recently, was how the way they captured the women. And I think they've really turned that around with the Iconics is fantastic. I love the Natalia. I love the Mandy Rose. Liv Morgan was seriously in consideration here. I really, 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 really love Liv Morgan. She just missed my top 5. That's a damn good figure. But the Iconics for me, maybe it's a little fresher on the mind. I get it. But Peyton Royce, I mean, I'm looking at them right now. They look perfect. They look really, really good. I thought Mattel did a bang out job on these. Easy to get. Luckily we got ours before all this pandemic shit hit, so didn't have to worry about going to a pandemic without having our exclusives. So yeah, I think they're great, man. I love them. So, and again, you can't have one without the other. So 3 Iconics.
Well, my number 2 is gonna, it's just showing how old school I am.
God damn, I know what you're doing here.
You know,
taking my number 2.
I mean, it's gotta be the Gorilla.
Yeah,
Gorilla Monsoon. I was so hyped when I heard about this figure. Me and you, when we previewed it on the show, we both said it was a must have. I actually thought it would be a little more readily available, kind of like the Pat Pattersons and the Briscoes. This one was not, and people are paying crazy amounts for that Gorilla, and luckily, he is he's bubble wrapped up in the closet.
I'm going to go with Gorilla Monsoon as well. And I've been watching. I'm on WrestleMania 6 right now. It's on from Sunday morning until right now, I'm about a third of the way through WrestleMania 6, starting at WrestleMania 1. So I've been making some headway, but lots of Gorilla Monsoon in my life right now. Lots of Jesse. I'm having a lot of fun with that. But I love the diversity. You can put it. You can put the black tux on him. He's got the glasses, the old WWE block on the microphone right there. Yeah, I think I don't get the fingers. Maybe the number one's doing the yes chant, whatever. But I was so stoked to have this. This hit us in nostalgia feels. I was born in 1980. I grew up on Gorilla Monsoon. So it's, yeah, easy choice for me. Number two, Gorilla. And I think our number one's probably going to be the same, too.
Yeah, well, it was my figure of the year. Cassius Ohno. That figure was so hard for me to find. I actually never found it. I've never seen him out here. Sammy Evans, he came out of nowhere. Willed and dealed with a young guy, Cameron Frazee. And Cameron cost plus shipping. When this figure was selling for 100 plus, he was like cost plus shipping. So that dude was amazing. Chris Hero, Cassius Ohno, always been one of my favorites. I'd watch him in IWA East Coast. Got his autograph even. And in like 05, 06, Eric. So long time fan. And was pumped that he actually got his own fig. So that would be my top five.
Now, I'm going to agree with you. Everything you just said, Cassius Ohno, I actually was able to get him fairly easily, him and Paige. Head scan looks great. As far as I like the chase factor of it, outfit looks fantastic. This is one I probably should have got loose as well. Kind of kicking myself in the ass for it. I sent a few out to people. I think I may have left one on the pegs even. But amazing, amazing figure. Thought it cashed in well. Like, and again, Chris Hero. We've seen him on the indies for years. I mean, he was doing Broadways with CM Punk. Like, it's, to me, that's amazing. So, yeah, cool that he got a figure. And he's also a figure collector. And he was making tweets to Mattel about people having a hard time getting it. What can he do to help? And things like that. So, GBM was the Cassius Ohno whisperer. Sammy Evans was the Cassius Ohno whisperer. Co-MVPs for Cassius Ohno. Barry, give me one honorable mention.
I think you said Liv Morgan. That figure is amazing and very easily could have slid in the top five. Very easily.
For me, it's going to be Pete Dunne. So, a dope figure, hard to find. Somebody had to help me out with this local. I wasn't able to find one. Holds value still. Pete Dunne's first figure. Maybe it would have been a little better with the UK championship, but I'm not going to be picky. They put one on Tyler Bate instead with the UK exclusive, which we all got from Amazon for like $12.95 in a fucking bubble wrap package. But still a dope figure. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go Pete Dunne just because you named Liv Morgan. I think with my tag team, I pretty much named damn near everybody actually somehow, some way.
I was going to say, out of five, you named like 9 or 10.
Just got Sherry from Big Lots. I got one loose. I had one. Somebody helped me out. Ended up getting one loose. Got it on display. Bob Backlund, I have. I love that figure. I also got one loose. Found one at Marshall's one day. One of the Canadian ones. Didn't have the collector's edition wrapped around the bottom. So, yeah, but dope series. I'm excited for the Freddie Blassie. So, yeah. Now, what's your thoughts on the chase? Because there's varying opinions. Lots of people hate them. Lots of people don't. What's your thoughts?
I love the chase. The chases are, to me, it's kind of like that. These are regular, and then you actually got to put some work in and get lucky to find. That's how I mean. When I look at something like that, it's like, okay, I got to get lucky to find one. And I've been pretty lucky, pretty decent about getting all these, so I can't complain.
Well, it's one, you get lucky, two, be a part of a community like we are, right, where we help each other out. So that's been great. I probably beat this horse to death. I come from the shoe world, man. You know, and we don't get everything there. We take a lot of L's in that game. So the fact that I have every exclusive hanging on my wall is pretty cool to me. Almost missed out on Pete Dunne. That's probably the one I'm looking at that, like, I came really close to missing out on that. And I came really close to missing out on Briscoe, too. Really close. But Yeah, I mean, I think they're readily available enough. We're, obviously, AEW is taking it to another level with 1 in 1,000, 1 in 500s. So we'll see. It doesn't bother me as much. I love the thrill of the hunt. I love the chase. I love going out and looking for them. So to me, it just adds another layer to this, to the legwork, right? To going out, putting in the effort, and getting lucky. It's a pretty cool feeling. So, and again, if you go out and swing and miss the stores, that's not your only opportunity. Be part of the Fig Life. Use hashtag legwork. Ingrain yourself in the community. It's free. You know, we're not going to charge you to be our friend. It's not our deal. So we'll help you out for cost plus shipping. Like Barry said, Sammy Evans hooked him up, cost plus shipping. So that's what this community is about. All right, Barry, you want to do our very, very light legwork segment this week? That involves all mail?
Yeah, I got one box.
Go ahead.
I got one box from GBM, Hill Brother Mike from Buffalo.
From Buffalo.
This low life, Eric, let me tell you. He sent me a dome, and it was in the packaging, except it was open, and he looked at it to make sure it was nothing that he wanted, and then stuck it back in and gave it to me. Not like just to see like, oh, this is a Ric Flair, he'll like that. I know GBM, and that's what it was. It wasn't like, let me see what this is, and it's Ric Flair. Oh, he likes Ric Flair. Let me see. It was, let me make sure I don't need this. You know, he's a real low life at GBM. And you've heard the way he's been talking about Bill Venus. But I wish I could tell you that was the worst of what was in this box, Eric. But it wasn't. I go in, and the bottom of this box is filled with cookies and cream Twix, which I enjoy. Apparently, Camille Brick, me and her got heat. She said they're trash. She trashed them. Yeah. I mean, and listen, I think you're wrong. You know, I think you're wrong. And maybe we should discuss it sometime over dinner. But I pick one up. And it's opened, and he has eaten half of the Twix and stuck it back in the package. I mean, who does that?
Low lives.
Low life. He is. I mean, it's almost disgusting with this COVID-19 going around. Who knows where his mouth's been?
He probably licked the whole box.
I was gonna say some big buffarillo from Target. You know, he's been had his mouth on, rolled her up like a rotisserie chicken, and then he sticks his filthy fucking tongue on one of my Twix. Well, we'll see who gets the last laugh there.
Did you eat the other Twix?
I did not. He's trying. I see, and this is what I mentioned to him. He's trying that old Oklahoma fat boy trick that Brian Breaker does. He's trying to get us, me and Bill, to eat these Twix and, you know, put on a bunch of weight when we're in training. Listen, Breaker's going to get his ass kicked. I mean, Bill Venus, did you listen to the show?
I did.
He bionic backhanded Big Underscore Bane right in his fucking filthy face. And Big Underscore Bane quit. He quit. He said, I can't take anymore. And Brian Breaker, that was a fucking foregone conclusion of what's going to happen to you as soon as this quarantine's over, brother. I'd mark my words. That's the end of my legwork.
It's quite the legwork segment, brother.
Hey.
You cut a whole promo on about five people there.
Well, and I got my Bill Venus shirt, thanks to Breaker.
That's why you're inspired. Right? Gift of gab.
I was.
You got
inspired.
The rap.
So that was it right there, though.
Well, for me, mine's not quite as eventful as that. Got a Dobro box. In it was a Macho Man shirt, which I appreciated. It was my day one WrestleMania shirt. If you guys want to go back and look at WrestleMania T-shirt week, my day one was the Macho Man shirt, which was perfectly good timing because I could hold it up with the Slim Jim. I didn't really have one to go with that figure. And he sent Lily, a pillow pet Eeyore. You know what a pillow pet is, Barry?
Absolutely. And to, you know, like you said, it kind of looks like Hill Brother Mike.
I thought it was a Hill Brother Mike pillow pet.
When I
looked over, it was Eeyore. I said, oh, that makes sense why I got him confused.
Well, no one disagreed with you. Did you notice that? When you said it, nobody was like, oh, no. No, he's wrong. No, they were like, he's right.
Anthony Greco sent me Elite 75 Pete Dunne. Thank you, brother. Really, really appreciate that. Hooked your boy up with that. One of my coworkers was going to Walmart, so I happened to hit Brixie because she actually had to go to the electronics section to get batteries, and that's considered essential in the nursing home and things like that. So I am normally get sent to Walmart and Big Lots. I have kind of backed away from that because I don't want to keep my social distancing strong. I already have to go to a facility, so I don't, you know, if somebody's already going, I'm not going to volunteer myself to go as well or any more than we have to. But I asked her, I said, hey, man, they got these lunch boxes and they got these pins. And she looked at me like I had four heads. But she got them. So shout out to WrestleMania 3 lunchbox pins to my girl at work. Lunchbox is really cool. Rachel thought that was cool. She never thinks my merchandise is cool, ever.
I have yet to see them out here, and I'm in need of the lunchbox and the pins, you know, so I'm on the hunt for those.
Pins are awesome. Really, really awesome. You got an Andre, you got a Hogan, you got a Steamboat, you got a Savage, the lunchbox, you got Harley, you got JYD. Oh, I got it right here. Hold on. Hulk Hogan, JYD, Steamer, Andre, Harley, Macho Man. Then on the front, you got the WrestleMania 3 kind of face-off gimmick. Everyone's seen these things. Pretty cool. I didn't get the Funkos. Passed on the Funkos. I did see them. I'm not a big Funko collector. I thought they were cool. I'm not trying to accumulate any Hulk Hogan shit either. Sorry, guys. I'm not really a fan. But the Andre, they were pretty cool. They were. Not really a Funko. I'm trying to limit my collecting so I can get more elites and more things I want. I would be buying them just to be buying them just because they were hot at the moment. So didn't want to be a hype beast. So other than that, that's all I got for legwork, man.
Did it come with a thermos?
No, it did not come with a thermos. And it was funny because the girl at work was FaceTiming me. She said, no, they got these Hulk Hogan. And they got these big Andre things. Andre, is this the guy from the Princess Diaries? And I'm like, oh, my God.
The Princess Diaries, the Princess Bride.
Princess Bride, whatever. That's I messed that up, not her.
Oh, okay.
Rachel's talking. Okay, I got a daughter. There's all kinds of princesses in my house right now.
Hey, we love Lily.
We do. You want to talk? You want to move on to Josh's favorite segment?
Well, I think he's excited for it, so we better.
So we might as well get into it. Jobbing with Josh. Now, what's the handle, Barry? Because I screwed up, so I'm just going to let you say it.
It's Wendog27.
At Wendog27, with two G's, correct?
I think it's two N's. Win, yeah. Two N's and two G's.
Wendog, at Wendog27, you know, he doesn't really drink a lot of the WWE juice. He's more into, like, supporting people and upstart companies, and AEW is kind of his new thing right now. So we're just going to kind of go into what's new at Pro Wrestling Tees right now. And the one thing that jumps out at me is the Enzo shirt.
He thinks he's Joe Exotic.
This motherfucker ripped off the Tiger King, didn't he?
He did. And hey, I started that shit. That motherfucker is out of his mind.
I haven't watched it yet. Rachel watched some of it. I'm enjoying the memes on the internet, so the internet's making me want to watch it.
You'll like it. I watched the first episode, and I was like, this shit is insane.
Five new Andre the Giant shirts. Warhorse got a new shirt. The Elite got Kenny Omega got a new shirt. The Cleaner.
Mike the Cleaner needs that.
He does need that. B. Priestley, Top Gaijin shirt. And then we talked about last week, Sammy Callahan, the Ohio player. Drew Gulak got some shirts. Ethan Page, wash your hands, wash your ass, watch wrestling. That's pretty much what I do. I think everyone's binging on wrestling right now. Not a lot of new stuff. We see Danhausen's got some new stuff, new Macho Man shirts. We talked about those last week. So let's go ahead and go into Josh's. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, Shaza McKenzie's got that Heartbreak Core Tour 2020 shirt.
So let's go ahead and go to Josh's favorite segment.
And this is what he buys.
So right now when Josh is quarantined up at home, he's practicing good social distancing. He's self-isolating like a good citizen. He's indulging himself with all these AEW shirts. At number 10, the one that he wears to bed every night, that, you know, because that way he can embrace the promotion on his heart every night when he sleeps, the All Elite Wrestling logo shirt.
I love it.
Number 9, a new Chris Jericho Le Champion shirt. Pretty cool. Number 8, see, this is his new, this is probably what he's putting his kids in because he's teaching his kids about New Age wrestling. The Kenny Omega Omegatron.
That's right. Number 7,
the old school winning, the Attitude Era fan, but also loves how this guy can evolve. Matt Hardy, my Delete is All Elite shirt. Number 6, just out of the top 5 this week, the Orange Cassidy yearbook photo. I love that shirt.
And Josh actually showed me his high school yearbook, and he looked exactly like that.
I think when the kids go for school pictures next year, I think they're going to look just like Orange Cassidy. They're going to be in Orange Cassidy cosplay.
I will put the request in. I'll ask him. I'll be like, please.
Number 5, the Chris Jericho, the Inner Circle retro kind of takeoff on the Guns N' Roses. Was that Appetite for Destruction?
That's take- right.
Welcome, I'm trying out here, jump. Buddy. I got a couple things. Number 4, the freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy. I own this one. I own the orange one. I got it a lot. I got a Dynamite I was at. Number 3. Okay. Chris Jericho, the Rules of Jericho. All profits go to World Health Organization COVID-19 Response Fund. I guess I didn't mean to rip them off, but I guess we did.
Well, COVID.
That's awesome. Different. Wash your hands, cover your mouth, shut your ass. Number 2. Same way, all profits go to United Way COVID-19 Family Support Fund. Oh, it's a different one. Okay. Cody's goes to the United Way COVID-19 Family Support Fund, the Cody Nightmare Family Red Shirt, and the number 1 selling shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees this week, the Matt Hardy All Delete Wrestling logo shirt.
I'd expect nothing less.
Very little Pro Wrestling Crate news this week. Right now, they are doing a USA-themed pro wrestling crate. And you're going, and there's already a spoiler. One of the shirts is going to be a Dusty Rhodes shirt.
The American Dream, baby.
Also included in the crate, you're going to have Kurt Angle, Flip Gordon, Cody, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Sergeant Slaughter, and Lex Luger. What do you think about that crate?
Your autograph is going to be Sergeant Slaughter, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, maybe even Lex Luger.
Okay. Barry, let's go to some Amazon deals. Let's get the hell out of here because I'm running low on wine.
Absolutely.
Amazon right now I'm looking at. Nothing really jumps out at me. I see the Matt Hardy, WrestleMania Elite still there. The Best of Attitude, Triple H, always fluctuating on here. $16.41. The deal that I see right now that sticks out to me above everything else is the WWE Elite Survivor Series Don Morocco. For $17.70, free delivery for Prime members. That's a fantastic deal. Also, Elite 70, what was that? Elite 73, Daniel Bryan with the Universal, with the, what was that? The Planets Champion belt. I love Elite 67 Velveteen Dream. I hope y'all ain't sleeping on it. I like it a lot. Finn Balor Top Picks, $13.68. Samoa Joe, Rey Mysterio 2-pack, $34.99, so that's down a little bit. Maybe hold off. That might dip down lower even. If it gets to 30, I might have to snatch that. Maybe have those boys loose. You got E74 Grand Meta Leak. That's pretty much all I'm seeing right now. Everything else is pretty normal price. Nothing's crazy. See, Kofi jumped up to $28.99 for some reason. See, hard to get. I haven't been to Target for a little bit, so I don't exactly know what's out there at the stores right now. I just know what people are posting online. It pretty much looks like the same thing, so don't know if he's tough to get. If you go on over to Walmart.com, go to their Elites, they got some good deals. The Rock, Collection Edition SmackDown Collection Edition. I'm looking at right now on my wall that we had talked about earlier. $12.99. That's a steal. Barry, your EC3 is $14.99. Top Picks AJ Styles, $12.99. You still have some Ghostbusters figs on here for $14.99 too. So if you guys missed out on the Ghostbusters figs, they are available on there. Other than that, that's pretty much all I got right now, brother. Anything else you want to talk about this evening?
Nope, that's it, man. I just, as usual, want to thank everybody for, you know, coming out, giving us a little time tonight, listening to us. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Like I said, we can't hype it enough. You've been asking. The market manager has been diligently working, and has gotten more done in the past 2 weeks than we have in 2 years.
Easily.
I don't know what that says about us, but, you know, we'll take it. And we got 4 new shirts coming, not just one, but 4. And all proceeds go to the COVID-19 fund. You know, you can follow me on Twitter at BFrost28. Eric, drop the credentials, sir.
You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. Search us on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Google Play by searching Doing the Favor Podcast. Rate, review, subscribe, give us a 5-star, or give us a review. It doesn't have to be a 5-star. Give us an honest review. Give us some feedback. As long as it's not from a burner account, we love it. Thank you guys all for supporting us. Another giveaway dropping tomorrow. Another free giveaway. You know, we don't charge for our giveaways. That's wrong. We don't do that. So, also, and be on the lookout, we are going to do a watch-along with the human tripod himself, Drew Vinsel. And he wants to watch a little Mid-South rustling sit underneath the learning tree under Barry. So, be on the lookout for us. Other than that, that's all I got, Barry.
All right, brother. With that, we want to thank you guys. Good night, and God bless.
Yeah. Peace.
It goes 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Eric, I bury you up with ETF and that's for sure. If you don't come correct, you get your ass fold. So take a minute and chill until the next episode. Doing the favor, always bringing the heat. That's why Barry got your girl doing legwork in the sheets. My dude Eric holding down for the streets. Them Ohio players got their ears to the beat. Gotta say that we appreciate the time. Whether you're on the job or trying to unwind. Just a few more days until we're back live. We'll be your lifeline. I know you feel me on the mic with the flavor. Let it marinate in something to savor. We ball so hard, this is a layup. Until the next time, doing the favor. Yeah, doing the favor. Doing the favor. Doing the favor. Until next time, doing the favor.